Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Since 9/11, and our response is to come up with a strategy that's not working in Iraq and Syria and to cut our budget. This is really nuts.
The undocumented immigrant who admits that he killed a woman on a San Francisco pier is pleading not guilty to murder and weapons charges. Francisco Sanchez said in the television interview that the gun accidentally went off. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Mosquitoes are common this time of year, and sometimes a bite causes more than just an itch. West Nile virus is a concern each summer, but Dr. Alan Tagey with the Cleveland Clinic says most people who get West Nile never know they've been infected.
The most important thing about this is that the vast majority of people don't even know that they contracted the West Nile virus because we don't get sick.
Researchers with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also remind us that 70 to 80% of people infected with West Nile virus do not develop symptoms, which include body aches, fever, headache, or joint pain. It's most commonly spread by a mosquito bite, but it can take anywhere from 2 to 14 days before you start to feel the effects. Dr. Tagey says it's important to pay attention to the early warning signs, because even if it's not West Nile, it could be something else.
If you're starting to run fever and you have this expanding red area around where you believe you were bitten by a mosquito.
He says you also may have West Nile virus if you begin to feel lethargic.
You're starting to act odd, or some family member notices your behavior is peculiar, or you're starting to have a lot of vomiting and difficulties concentrating, you should seek help immediately.
A children's charity is cutting ties with longtime Subway pitchman Jared Fogel. The group known as CATCH, or Coordinated Approach to Child Health, announced yesterday that it's ending its association with Fogel's Jared Foundation. The news came as the fast food sandwich chain also revealed it was suspending its relationship with Fogel as the FBI investigates child pornography allegations. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Already in office for over a week now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was the focus of a ceremonial swearing-in ceremony moments ago at the U.S. State Department headquarters in Washington. Mike Pence, the vice president, gave him the oath of office, and President Trump had remarks as well.
I have no doubt that you will make America proud as our nation's chief diplomat. You're an exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Students at hundreds of high schools across the nation taking part today in classroom walkouts, this time not to support more gun control, but to support gun ownership rights and the Second Amendment. Founder of Stand for the Second is a New Mexico high school student, Will Riley. And this is USA Radio News.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultratropine. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now, 833-434-4529.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussing what he says are threats against him and the Justice Department coming from some lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including members of the House Freedom Caucus. The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
"I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted."
The Boy Scouts of America announcing today that when girls are welcomed into what's currently the Boy Scouts starting next February, that program will change its name from Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA. Girls are already allowed to join the Cub Scouts, so the name of that group won't be changing. No changes here. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A major wildfire in the state of Arizona, apparently caused by a human. That fire north of Payson said to have been sparked by an illegal campfire. The government's jobs report for the month of April won't be out till Friday, but there's a report out from ADP today that shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, and that's 14,000 more than the experts were predicting this private survey would show. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, though goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 construction jobs. Hobby Lobby says it will return thousands of ancient artifacts that have been discovered as having been looted from Iraq. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the arts and crafts retailer will return 3,800 antiquities to Baghdad before today is over. Hobby Lobby bought over 5,500 of the Iraqi artifacts in 2010 for $1.6 million. And rapper Kanye West says he thinks slavery must have been a choice among African Americans because he says it existed for so long. West making the comments during an appearance with TMZ yesterday. A TMZ reporter then speaks out against his comments, saying African Americans are still dealing with the effects of slavery and West needs to be responsible with what he says. Kanye says he was misunderstood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently warm. We are expecting it to be sunny today with a high near 67. It is mostly clear with a low around 59 tonight with a slight chance of showers on Thursday and some thunderstorms after 3. Otherwise, Thursday will be high around 88. Thursday night, slight chance of storms. And Friday, also a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after a.m., with showers and thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 76, and Sunday will also have a chance of showers after 9 a.m. So it looks like Saturday is going to be a lovely day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon. This is Ruth Altamura Roll, and I don't think that I am streaming live. For the life of me, I have it all written down. I have it all printed up. I cannot figure this out. There's a reason I'm a counselor. And so anyway, this is a good topic for today. Today is the first Wednesday in May, and it is Mental Health Awareness Month. As a licensed professional counselor, I am a mental health care provider. I've got my master's in counseling. To be a licensed professional counselor, you need to have a master's in counseling with the word counseling in your master's degree. So my degree technically is counseling and personnel services. Other people have a degree in mental health counseling or school counseling or rehabilitation counseling. So as long as the word counseling is in your master's degree, you can apply for a license in the state of New Jersey to be a licensed professional counselor. Now, for me, as a licensed professional counselor, I needed to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. That means theories. So I took several courses in master's level courses in counseling theory. We studied many different theories from Freud to Adlerian to person-centered, cognitive behavioral, Gestalt therapy, many different therapies. And I find for myself that I use cognitive behavioral therapy the most. It probably is the most popular amongst counselors. However, I am also what I would consider eclectic. So that means I pull from all the knowledge that I have to work with my clients so that I am giving them the best counseling services possible. So that is one core area. Need to be proficient in marriage and family counseling. So I took courses in that. I need to be proficient in group counseling, addiction counseling. Let's see, how many was that? We had theory, group, marriage and family, career counseling, addictions counseling, statistics, counseling ethics, counseling diverse populations, so cultural counseling, and testing and assessment. So those are the areas that I needed to be proficient in, and to become a licensed professional counselor in any state, you have to pass an exam. And generally, the exam is provided by the National Counseling Association, National Board of Certified Counselors. So I have that after my name, NBCC. So I've got my master's, I'm licensed, and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, and I have been a counselor for over 30 years. Maybe 35 years at this point, actually. So I've got some experience under my belt. I started off working in the drug and alcohol field, and I worked probably the first half of my career in that field. I do have a certification along with my master's saying that I specialized in drug and alcohol counseling. And I worked in halfway house. I worked in long-term treatment programs. I was program director, executive director. And as executive director, I didn't do much counseling. So that's part of what spurred me on to open my private practice here in Flemington. And I still work with a lot of people who are in early recovery or even have several years of recovery under their belt and decide that sobriety is actually bringing up some other issues, which is not uncommon. Unfortunately, people who just go to programs like AA have about a 10% chance of staying sober. When someone goes into a program such as AA, there's more than just AA, but when which is Alcoholics Anonymous, there's Smart Recovery. That's another support program. But when you go into only a support program for recovery, your chance of sobriety is about 10%. When you go in and combine it with counseling, it's about 67%. So it increases. It's the same thing for people who go on medication. If you go to a psychiatrist and you get medication for depression, it may work. But if you really want a more permanent fix, you combine it with talk therapy, which is what I do. It's talk therapy. And I've been doing it, obviously, as I said, for a long time. Most of my clients still struggle with addiction. They might be codependent. Now, codependency is a term that was created back in the 80s, and it meant that you were in a relationship with someone who is an addict. Now, that term has expanded. So I am no longer just somebody in a relationship with an addict who is caretaking and enabling and rescuing. I may have those tendencies in any relationship. I may be caretaking, rescuing, and enabling in many relationships. I may be codependent and not have an alcoholic or addict in my life. So that term has expanded itself to be more sweeping over the population. And I work with a lot of people who are considered adult children of alcoholics. Now, that also was something that was coined rather in the 80s, and it was specifically for people who grew up in households where one or both parents was an alcoholic or a drug addict or addicted to gambling or something like that, some kind of addiction. And we also have expanded that to family dysfunction. So it can include if you have a parent who has a mental health issue, if you have a parent who has a physical health issue. Of course, if you have a parent with addiction, broken family, so if you're from a divorced family, if you have a parent that is in jail, if you have a parent who has abandoned you in some way, it can be abusive childhood. All of these things, you end up with a similar symptoms, I'm going to use that word, of being an adult child of dysfunction. So we have also broadened that. So I work with a lot of people that have that. I work with people who are depressed. And depression, depending upon the type of depression, depression may be that it's biological in nature. So that means that the brain is not functioning properly. The serotonin generally or the dopamine is not either being produced enough or not being taken up enough. And so medication is then required for that. I am not a psychiatrist or a doctor. I cannot prescribe, but I can suggest. And also, again, with talk therapy and learning new behaviors, new ways of thinking, that can be really useful to combat depression. Also, there is what I would call situational depression, and that is when we have had things like some type of a traumatic event or traumatic childhood, and we've taken those feelings and we've depressed them. We have pushed them down and we are not dealing with them. We've just shoved them under the rug and they're a problem and we are depressed. One of the things that I say to many of my clients, and it's a little exercise, I say, it's not okay to be angry in my family. We were not allowed to express anger, so I stuffed it. So I go and I say, turn off a light switch. Now the room is dim. I cannot just stop one feeling and not be depressed. It depresses my experience of all my feelings. So depression can be situational. I deal with people who have anxiety. And so we do the same thing. Sometimes anxiety is related to brain function and medication is required. And sometimes it is situational, so that we can use talk therapy, look at belief systems, and make changes in that way. I work with people with obsessive compulsive disorder, and so we work at new ways of thinking. Cognitive behavioral therapy works really well, changing behavior patterns, learning how to tolerate anxiety. So that actually when we tolerate something, it begins to minimize, like going into a swimming pool, very cold. The water's cold, and I can either get out of it right away or I stay in, and I actually can adjust. The water doesn't change, but I adjust. That's called homeostasis. I adjust to the situation. And this can happen with positive things and negative things. So I will say, just a little aside. So the first time I shoplifted, that was wow. But you know, the more I shoplift, the less it bothers me, especially I'm not getting caught. I may even take additional risks because I like the adrenaline rush. That's going back to addiction. But anyway, so that was a little sidebar there. And I work with people who have eating disorders. When I do work with someone with eating disorders, I want them to also be in work with a medical doctor or a psychiatrist and a nutritionist. So we create a team of three and work with that person in that way. One of the things that I don't do very often, however, in that arena of eating disorders is I don't work with people with anorexia. I really think they need more work with a psychiatrist and an in-program. Sometimes people with bulimia also need in-house treatment programs, such as a rehabilitation center or rehab. But I do work with overeaters. I work with people who are bulimic. So that would be something else that I do. Also, as a licensed professional counselor, I work with people who have post-traumatic stress disorder. So people who may have had an issue of being raped or incested as a child, who have been attacked in some way, violated in some way, may have had a family member that was murdered or have had war experiences that were traumatic. So there's trauma can happen in many ways. It's not just military. Anything that is traumatic and post-traumatic is generally 3 to 4 months after the trauma we begin to have symptoms. Or acute trauma can mean that I'm having the symptoms while the trauma is happening, but they have now lingered 3 or 4 months after the trauma, and now that becomes post-traumatic. I do couples counseling, and I use Imago theory with couples counseling, and I also use cognitive behavioral theory with couples. I like to work with couples in a way that's what I call balanced. So that means I will either work with them as a couple for the whole time I'm working with them, depending upon their issues. Or I will work with them as a couple and suggest that each one of them go get their own individual counselor. Or I will work with them as a couple and I will also see each one of them individually. I will not work with a couple and only one individually. That is not balanced. So I go for that balance. And I teach couples communication skills. We work on the relationship, why you are in the relationship, why did you choose the person you picked. We look at childhood issues, some of the baggage you brought into the relationship, our belief systems around relationships and life in general. And there's homework. I always give homework. I give homework for everybody. And that's because just doing something, talking about it for an hour is generally not sufficient. If I want to learn how to play the piano, going to a piano lesson once a week is not sufficient for me to really learn how to play the piano. I need to go and practice. So that's what my homework is about, going home and practicing new communication styles, new behaviors, new ways of thinking, working with people with low self-esteem, anger management issues, grief and loss. So, as you can see, mental health covers quite a broad range, and that is what I do as a private practitioner. I'm going to take another little commercial break. Like I said, I don't really know if I'm streaming live. I hope I am. I don't think I am. I'm a little frustrated with this whole system, and anyway, again, there's a reason I am not an IT person, that I am a counselor. Well, there's many reasons I'm a counselor, but being a counselor, an IT person does not make. Anyway, let me be back. Come back after this short commercial break. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and a host for Counselor's Chat. I am, again, a little frustrated because I cannot get this confounded stream thing to work. I come in and there's somebody else's page, and for the life of me, I can't figure out how to sign in because I can't get to the sign-in page and then follow the instructions. I am complaining. Now, as a mental health care provider, it's okay to complain and express my feelings. It's not okay to smash the equipment. That is not good mental health. Good mental health is saying, I'm really kind of frustrated here, and I am frustrated. I am responsible for my frustration because I expect that I come in and it's going to work the way I expect it's going to work. And therefore, my frustration is completely my responsibility, and how I handle it is completely my responsibility also. So that is a demonstration of communication skills. I'm feeling depressed. I'm responsible for depressed. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm responsible for my frustration, and I have a responsibility to get some additional help so I can do this. So it is Mental Health Month. That's what May is, Mental Health Awareness Month. And I was talking a little bit about licensed professional counselors, about myself and my practice, and what I need to be proficient in, what all counselors need to be proficient in. And that one of the reasons, and I've said this before, that I do this show is to bring information about mental health to the public. If I get some clients as a consequence of doing this, that is fine, but that is not my main goal. My main goal is to promote mental health. And that's part of why I have a practice, to promote mental health. Now, I have an event that's coming up this Saturday. You can go to Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and you can look for a Spring Day of Mental Health. And you can sign up for this Saturday, May 5th. It will be held at Mariah's in Ringo's. It's going to be a lovely day where I'm going to talk about mental health. I'm going to share what mental health is, the difference between normal and... So there it goes, right out of my head. And healthy, excuse me, because a lot of people come in and say, I just want to be normal. No, we want to be healthy. So we talk about that. We're going to talk about depression and anxiety, some post-traumatic stress. I've got a few people that are going to talk a little bit about their experiences or what they do. Richard Scalderi, who has written a book called The Lonely Boy, he's going to be there to talk about not only his book, but his experience of depression. And my husband, Stephen Roll, he's going to talk a little bit about post-traumatic stress. He works for the VA, and he's going to talk about post-traumatic stress. And then the afternoon is going to be a much more experiential. This is not going to be a day of therapy, so that's want to make that clear. It's not about therapy. You may learn some techniques, but I'm not really going to encourage you to process any information. You don't need to share anything about yourself unless you choose to, but that's not the purpose. It's really about bringing mental health awareness to the public and to promote it so that other people can say, oh, you know what? I learned some things about mental health, and I'm going to work at putting them in my life. And I think that that is so important, that that is something that we do. Because mental health, if I don't have good mental health, then everything else kind of falls apart. It affects my immune system. The stress affects my immune system. I may get sick or may be prone to bumps and bruises. I may end up with depression or anxiety. I may end up with addiction because my mental health issues are not being addressed. one of the things I've said before, you know, we go to the doctor, most of us, once a year, get a physical. We want to make sure our blood pressure is good, that our sugar is good, that, you know, we're not diabetic, our thyroid's working well, we have don't have any heart issues, our lungs are working well, our cholesterol is all good. You know, we do that. Women make sure they go for mammograms, want to make sure that you know, everything is healthy, and that's what we do. And we go to the gym. Not everybody, but many people go to the gym and they exercise and they walk and they do yoga and they ride bikes and they do stretches and things like that, even at home, because they want to be physically fit. And so that's all great. That's a great thing. We take our cars and, you know, every couple of months we get an oil change, we get a checkup, is everything right, are the fluids good, put air in the tires, that's great, we get that done, everything's working well. Oh, gee, you know what, I have my furnace, I got to get that tuned up every year, make sure the furnace is working well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to fall apart in the middle of the winter, so get that taken care of. You know, we maintain our yards, we maintain this, we maintain that, we maintain a bazillion things. But we don't like to work on checking out, is our thinking healthy? So I may be getting my car taken care of, belong to a gym, go to the doctor every year, exercise, things in my home may be working well, and I'm in a horrible relationship. And I can't find a job that I like. And I'm depressed. And I'm really anxious. But nothing wrong. I don't want to go. I don't want to say I'm crazy. If I go to a counselor, I'm crazy. What are they going to think? I'm nuts? What if somebody finds out? They're going to think I'm nuts. Well, no. No. You're not nuts. Sometimes the way we think about things is not working for us. That's cognitive behavioral therapy. So one of the best ways to describe it is I've been walking through life with blue glasses. You know, we put sunglasses on when it's sunny so it kind of dims things so it doesn't hurt our eyes. Well, it's that, and I'm wearing blue glasses so it alters things. So when I look at blue, I see a darker blue. When I look at yellow, I actually see green. All those green post-it notes. You ever notice those? Oh, they're all green. Why? Or those green lemons. You know, they say lemons are yellow, but I don't see them that way. I see them as green because I'm looking through a lens and I have this mindset. I have a belief system that's been either given to me by my parents or teachers or peers, or I've developed because of life experiences that they're not working. I'll give you an example. I grew up with these glasses that said make do. So I would live my life through making do. Well, heck, you know, I really need a new winter coat. The cuffs are all frayed and the lining is all ripped up. And, you know, and I think, well, if I put a little bric-a-brac around the whatever and take a and stitch up the lining, well, nobody will see it. And I'll make do. I'll make do. And so that was the theme for a long time in my life until I realized that actually doesn't work for me, make do. I don't need to make do. I can go buy myself a new coat. I don't have to fix things with duct tape. I can call the repair person to fix it. I don't need to make do. I needed to take those glasses off and put them aside. And we can all have messages. Oh, grew up listening to your dad say, oh, what are you, stupid? Oh, yeah, I guess that keeps playing in my head. It's affected my self-esteem. I make a mistake and I call myself stupid. I'm listening to my self-talk that was developed by listening to my parents or my teacher. You should know better. You should know better. Oh, I should know better. I made a mistake. That's awful. I can't stand it. That's terrible. Cognitive behavioral therapy works with those kinds of belief systems. So good mental health is about how I think about things, how organized I am. Am I procrastinating? Is my life filled with shoulds and can'ts, and it's awful and it's terrible, and I'm depressed and I can't move forward and I lack motivation and I'm afraid everything I do fails and I'm not okay with making mistakes? My life is disorganized. My relationships are a mess. I'm drinking too much. I'm eating too much. I'm sleeping too much. Or I'm drinking too much and not eating enough. I'm using other pills and drugs and marijuana and all kinds of things to cope with life, to relax, because I don't really know how to have stress relievers. I can't seem to solve my problems, and I'm always feeling sad. The what ifs run through my head. What if I made a mistake? What if I said the wrong thing? What if I do the wrong thing? I find that I've had a lot of loss in my life, and I think grieving in general is something that we all go through. Grieving our childhoods, grieving loss of parents, grieving jobs, grieving moving, grieving death of a pet, grieving loss of a wallet. We can grieve almost every night, grieving that today no longer exists. Okay, not many of us are grieving that winter is over, but some are. And that's a part of it. Having a good support system. So having some friends, people to talk to, people to connect with. Having some family goals and communicating well in relationships. Being able to separate work from home and home from work. When you're making commitment with someone, that you are able to maintain that commitment. Again, with good, open, safe communication. Using I statements. Just as I said, I'm frustrated because of this technology. I've got to make some phone calls and get some further information, because if I don't have somebody here to get me started, even though I'm still frustrated. Even though I've got like a step-by-step directions, it ain't happened for me, folks. And the other thing about good mental health is having a good, firm spiritual connection. Understanding spiritual growth. Having empathy for other people. And living with a sense of balance in your life. So spirituality, though, for me, I believe in God, and that works for me. Not everyone does. Spirituality is also about connection. So that is the connection that I have with other people. The connection that I have with myself. Do I feel disconnected in any way with myself? Do I feel empty and I don't know. I don't know who I am. Okay, that's a spiritual issue. And connected with the universe around me. Like I said, for me, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. For other people, they're Jewish, they're Buddhist, they're Hindu, they're Muslim. They have that kind of a spiritual connection. And you could be religious. You could be a very religious person and not be spiritual. So it's about that connection. It's about a sense of awe. It's about a beautiful spring day and just being blown over by the gorgeous trees that are beginning to bud and the flowers and the warmth of the sun. And it's just so amazing. And feeling connected with nature. Taking a walk through the woods, watching a sunset. Doing it with someone else. Going to a concert and being so moved by the music. These are all spiritual experiences. If you are isolated and alone, if you don't know who you are, if you can't connect with other people,
Now, you may be an introvert. That doesn't mean you can't connect with at least one or two other people. But you don't have, you don't look, you just go, you know, I'll say this. My first husband, we lived in California, got married in New Jersey. Our honeymoon was a trip out to California. We drove out. Anything we could put in the car, we put in the car. And we stopped at the Grand Canyon. Oh, what an amazing place. His response? There's a reason he was my first husband. Just a big hole. I'm like, really? Yeah, it's just a big hole. I'm not impressed. And he walked away. I knew I made a mistake at that. Well, I knew I made a mistake even before then. That's a completely different story. Anyway, so yeah. Having a spiritual connection is really important. Being able to ask for help. Knowing the difference between being assertive, aggressive, or passive, and passive-aggressive. These are all aspects of mental health. Now, I need to take another commercial break, and I will be back. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am talking today about mental health because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, National Mental Health Awareness Month.
and it's about removing the stigma. We don't want to go get a checkup. We don't want to go to a counselor. What do you think I am, weak? What do you think I am, crazy? Nothing wrong with me. My brain functions just fine. Thank you very much. You make me so mad when you do this. It's all your fault. You're the one driving me crazy. I'm not taking responsibility when I use words like that and talk like that. It's actually rather aggressive and abusive. I was talking about that a little earlier before the break. The reality is we all have some issues every now and then. And sometimes talking to a supportive person, we can work it out. Sometimes talking with a pastor or a minister or a religious leader can help, and we can work it out. Sometimes we really need to go talk to a counselor. Sometimes I'm a licensed professional counselor. There are people that are licensed clinical social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists. And we're all trained to work with mental health issues. And like I said earlier, I've been doing this for quite a few years, over 30 years. And I've been in private practice for 18 of those years. And I work with all kinds of situations and people, individuals, couples. I've worked with children ages 5 and 6 all the way up to adults in their 80s. And good mental health is imperative to good physical health and good relational health and good self-esteem. Unfortunately, it's the last item on the totem pole when it comes to insurance coverage. That needs to change. It should be the top thing, not the bottom. Sometimes not even on insurance. People who come for couples counseling, their insurance is not covered. Does not cover it. It's not a health issue. It's unfortunate. So, if you're interested in getting some counseling, you can visit me on the web, www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. You can visit me on Facebook, under Ruth Altamura Roll, it's Altamura hyphen Roll, MANCCLPC. That's on LinkedIn. It's on Facebook. Counselor's Chat is on Facebook. If you would like to make a comment, please do, by all means, on Facebook. You can call me, 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Make a comment about the show. Request a topic. Make an appointment if you need an appointment. I don't keep waiting lists. Never have, to the best of my ability. I love being a counselor. I love helping people. I love seeing the aha moments and hearing how their lives are becoming more manageable. I know for me, counseling has worked. I was a mess at one point. Long time in my life, big mess. I had no self-esteem. I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional home. My mom was not alcoholic as I was growing up, but as I was an adult, she became more involved with her drinking, and therefore I had many of the symptoms of being an adult child of an alcoholic. My first husband was an alcoholic. I was suicidal for years. I had absolutely no self-esteem. I couldn't imagine that people would like me for any reason because I had nothing. I was nothing. And I have had years of counseling. I've attended Al-Anon meetings, adult children of alcoholics meetings, years of them. And of course, I'm a counselor. Lots of self-help books, journaling, support, making changes in the way I think about things, learning how to detach from problems and problem people, learning my yes people boundaries and limits, learning that it's okay to say no. I don't need to be codependent. That self-care is really important, and that I am responsible for what I say, what I think, and what I do. I'm responsible for who I am. I am responsible for what goes on in my brain. Yes, I may have been affected by my childhood. I may sometimes even be affected by traumatic experiences that have happened to me in my adult life. It is still my responsibility as an adult to make those changes, to take responsibility, and to recognize, you know what, I can't keep blaming everybody. I had a rough childhood, so it's my mother's fault. I had a rough childhood, so it's my father's fault. I'm an adult now. It's time to stop blaming, take responsibility for how I think, and change it. And that's part of good mental health. And that's what I encourage people. Unfortunately, in our society today, giving our college kids safe places and saying, oh, they made me feel bad, and I'm so offended by the word that so-and-so used, and they looked at me funny. We are creating a generation of people with mental health issues. The reality is, if I am offended by something that you say to me, it is because I am taking offense. I have decided that it is offensive, and therefore I will be offended. You cannot make me offended. You can call me a short little wop because I am Italian. You can do that. I can either be offended because I decide I don't like it, and how dare you call me that, and my feelings are now hurt, and I'm blaming you for that. Or I can take responsibility and say, well, actually, yeah, I am short little Italian. That's fine. And you know what? I'm actually kind of proud of it. And say whatever you want. It really doesn't matter. It rolls off my back. I don't go home and cry in it. I don't drink over it. I don't become passive aggressive and go scratch your car with my key. Good mental health means we grow up, we put on our big girl and boy pants, and we go through life. Now, when I hear people say, well, you just have to get over it, no, sometimes we really have to process it. We have to look at the messages. We have to dissect it. We have to create a new language for ourselves, a new viewpoint, take responsibility, take our medication if that's what we need. Do the work. It's not easy. I know from personal experience. I watch my clients struggle. It's not easy. In the end, good mental health is the best thing that you can give yourself. With that note, I encourage you, if you are struggling with anything, to seek out a good mental health care provider. You don't have to go to the first one that you find. Please search around and find someone that you feel comfortable with, that practices good ethics, that keeps confidentiality, that has a good education, and that is licensed to be a counselor or a therapist or a social worker. You want that license. Very important. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am sorry I was not able to videotape it. I am going to have to do something about that and take care of it and figure out what's going on and why I can't do this so that I can get this taken care of and I can do it for you and be live. So, I am live, but, you know, streaming. I will be back next week. And again, if you're interested in the Spring Day for Mental Health, go to Counselors Chat and look it up. It's on Eventbrite, and you can sign up for this weekend. Saturday is from 9 to 3, $45 charge. I'd love to have you come. and participate in gaining awareness on mental health. So this is Ruth Altamira Roll. Have a great week. Good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.